the Yards.
And WMNF, WMNF Tampa, here brings you this program and everything we do here. Our wonderful sponsors make it all possible. So I would like to welcome you to the afternoon. My name is Drillin Schilke. You're listening to Art in Your Ear here on WMNF. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be chatting with Todd Bates, who just designed our new, brand new T-shirt. So we've got a preview of that. We're going to hear actually a little thing from David Byrne. We're going to hear about color. We're going to hear about taking good care of yourselves, and we're going to hear about imagination. But first, we're going to hear from Nina Miranda. Oh, I'm trying to think. Whole of London is the name of the song. I love this song so much. Thanks for listening.
Stops everything happening all at once to begin, though at once can be quite good.
Yes, and it's just like buses and cars. 1, 2, 3, when we line up as one, break our wings and we're all gone. Where did you go? I searched the whole of London town. I wondered, where did you go? I searched the whole of London town. I wondered, down I wondered.
In the rain I took your hand, held it close against my tan. Anything to keep you warm.
That is Nina Miranda. I have been searching for that song. She's singing with Anthony Elvin. And I love that song, and I cannot remember the name or the artist because that's how much I love it. Nina Miranda, Whole of London. Hey, thank you so much for joining us here on the airways of WMNF Community Radio, 88.5, our community radio station. Here, our airwaves are populated by members of the community. People come in and talk to you about what's going on around here and play you some good music. We're going to do a little bit of both of those today. Actually, we're going to do this crazy... It's a crazy show today. It's a good crazy show today. Happy, happy, happy. We are going to be talking in just a few minutes to Todd Bates of Todd Bates Creative. He just designed our latest t-shirt, and it's the bomb. If right now, if you are near something digital, you can go to the Art in Your Ear Facebook page and see his gorgeous design. We are talking about this t-shirt because I want to let you know that because you're so wonderful for tuning into WMNF today, and thank you. We're a listener-supported station that literally runs on donations. More than 70% of our budget comes from listeners sending their money in. So that's pretty fabulous. Our next drive days are Monday and Tuesday. Next Monday and Tuesday, you can do your part by donating online at WMNF.org or calling 813-238-8001 weekdays. And thank you for all you do for this wonderful station. So we're going to talk to Todd because what's the process for somebody says, hey, we're WMNF, design us a t-shirt. How does that go? I don't even know how that goes. Plus, he does all this amazing stuff. So we're going to talk to him. We're going to listen to David Byrne making some really cool music. We have something struck me, and I wanted to play for you. Amanda Williams is this amazing project in Chicago where she painted homes, abandoned houses that were going to get plowed down. She painted them all different colors and tried to be very specific about the color and match it to the Black Chicago experience. So she used, for instance, this made me laugh, Ultra Sheen, the color of Ultra Sheen. And she used, I'm trying to think of what some of the other ones were. I was just looking at it last night. She used, Joellen. Look at me. I'm blanking out. Anyway, it's there. That's right. The Flamin' Hot Cheetos. She used Newport 100s, Crown Royal bag, the Pink Oil Moisturizer, all different. And Harold's Chicken Shack. And it was funny because Harold's Chicken Shack is what started all of this. The color of her building is exactly the color of Harold's Chicken Shack. So we're going to be hearing that and all sorts of things. But let's listen to a little bit more music again. There's a gentleman named Benjamin Clementine, who I think is just one of the most talented piano players and singers and artists, very kind of outsider art when it comes to music. And so I want to play just a short piece from him. It's called Ode from Joyce. And then we should be talking to Todd. Thanks for listening to Art in Your Ear on WMNF.
Unwrap a gift, loveliest American chap whose mouth is pressed against sweet earth flowing breast, American chap who looks at God all day and lift his bony arms to pray. A golden nest around his neck, upon whose bosoms that the men will slay, leaving him intimate with pain. Such is the humming way of an earnest American soul, buried deep in books, blues, jazz, and rock and roll. Poems are made by fools like this English lad. Only God can make an American chap. Don't let a notion of talent go to waste. Paintings of sorrow go to waste. Portions of emotion go to waste. Oh, don't you dare, don't you let it go to waste. Don't let it go to waste.
And that's Benjamin Clementine. with Ode to Joyce. Let's see. I always have a little concern about putting people online. Todd Bates, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Woohoo! Yay! That's wonderful. Todd, you have... Designing this T-shirt for WMNF is not the first time you've designed something for us.
No, I go all the way back to the mid-90s, where Jim and Barbie Beeler put the call out for a bumper sticker design, and they chose my design, and I really love that bumper sticker, by the way. You said you had one on your car for quite some time, didn't you?
I did, like way after the show, and it's funny because I'm not a bumper sticker person, and I have that bumper. I will deeply regret never having an extra one of those, because it's one of the best designs, I think, that's been through WMNF. And I love a lot of our designs. I think we've got good designs.
I still have one that's actually signed by Jim that I've held on to through the years.
Aw, that's sweet. That's good. So you know, one of the things, and you might have heard me when I was introducing it, one of the things that I am really super curious about is, because it's not something that I've done, or if I've done it, it's not necessarily something I've done well, is how to sort of have a brand, and then as a both as an artist, but also this is what you do, one of the many things that you do for a living, is then how to figure out how you want to manifest that, you know, our WMNF is our brand, even though it sounds weird to talk about such an organic place in that way. How do you manifest? Like, what's your beginning process of understanding, okay, I want to make a T-shirt for WMNF. I want to represent this moment. What do I do?
Well, first for me is, you know, I kind of like to look at where I'm at with my design style. And, like, going into this, I knew that, you know, one of the things that I wanted was a very simple design, because on T-shirts, you know, I don't like anything that's just too busy. And my other criteria for something like this is it has to be something that I'm going to want to wear. So
pretty good basic one.
So going into it with that criteria, you know, I was kind of influenced by my most recent designs. Poster designs have been really typographic in nature. Like I did a poster for the Vote show at Mize Gallery last year, and that involved hands, much like this design does. And I was really into hands lately for some reason. And, you know, WMNF is radio built by people for the people, and I just really wanted something that celebrates that and evoked a feeling of power, because there's power in numbers and power in community, and there's an idols song right now. What's the line go? Strength in numbers?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You know, and that's when you're saying that. And dear listeners, if you're looking for the design, it's I'm sure the shirts are somewhere on the website, but if you go to the Art in Your Ear Facebook page, so it's Facebook and then AIYEWMNF. If you go to that, you can see a beautiful, and Todd will be happy to hear this, a beautiful high-res version of the design, and see what it looks like. And then you can see the background will be the color of the shirt. Oh, my God, it's gorgeous. And it's very electric. When we were talking about it, we were like, we want something kind of summer, but not says, this is a summer shirt, but something that sort of evokes that feeling. And it was funny because there's lightning bolts in it. I was like, is that for lightning? Like summer lightning? Is that for lightning? Like, oh, what a brilliant idea. Lightning that WMNF kind of shoots this, you know, these waves out of the building. Like, there's just so many ways that it could be. And that is, so hearing what you had to say sort of expands that. You know, is that, because you do graphic design, you do posters and art, and, you know, I mean, all sorts of art making, and you do photography. Do you find that you have different ways of approaching for the different media, or is your process the same? Will you talk just for a little bit about that?
Well, it's you know, my ADD brain, my thoughts are all over the place. And, you know, I try to channel that as much as I can through my design and photography. And, you know, it can be all over the place depending on the day. But, you know, for something like this, it was really great because it allowed me to just kind of like hone in on an idea that was floating around in my brain. And, you know, you talk about the lightning bolts. I originally had, you know, a radio tower in mind with these lightning bolts coming out. But then I thought that was a little too cliche and, you know, just went back to the hands, like I say. And, you know, I mentioned ADD, so now I've completely gotten away from what your original question was.
Well, I was talking about if there's a difference between your creative process related to the media, you know, or even if it's related, like if you're doing something for a client and it's time to sit down and make something rather than you're doing something, you've got several art projects that you work on. Is that a different process when you're working on something sort of more for yourself? You know,
no.
I mean, just that creative process.
No, it's just, you know, I have little nuggets here and there, ideas that I like to start with. And then it's just a building process where, you know, I work with my designs and then I try to step back and just leave the room for a while and come back to it. And it's just constantly just tweaking and tweaking and changing different elements until it starts getting to that final point where I'm like, yeah, this is it.
Mm. You know, just as everybody in my life is probably sick of hearing, I just finished, hopefully, haven't heard, but hopefully just finished grad school. And what we were learning throughout a lot is kind of walking away from work and letting it sit and marinate and being able to do that. And sometimes that is, for me, one of the hardest things to do when I've written something. And then, oh, I have an idea. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
if it's a good idea, it'll stay.
Coming back with fresh eyes is so important because you just get so wrapped up in it and you've looked at it for so long that you have to do that. And, you know, I'll run ideas by friends and I'll be like, what do you think? And they'll give me feedback. And, you know, I had some people come back and tell me, you know, we talked about colors and t-shirt colors and things like that, and I definitely had my favorite.
Me too. Well, I had shown it to a friend, and, you know, and she, I think I even wrote you this, she's like, oh, the hands look like monster hands, and they got changed to gold, and they're just, I didn't see that until she said it, and then, of course, thanks a lot, Lisa, I couldn't unsee it, but it was just great, because then when they turned to gold, I was like, wow, just that color change completely sort of changed the mood of it, and we're going to be, dear listeners, listening in a few minutes, we're going to be listening to another thing about color and talking a little bit about color and moods and things like that. Another thing that I wanted to take a left turn to, and I'm speaking, wonderful listeners, with Todd Bates Creative. And, you know, the pandemic has, of course, put all sorts of things on hold. One of my favorite St. Pete, wasn't even always, I think, just in St. Pete, one of my favorite St. Pete events was something called Carousel. And that was, I believe, your baby. And I don't remember how many times he did it, but I just have this very strong memory of one time it was at Green Bench, and when it was just a bunch of people outside looking at art together in a social setting.
Yeah.
Will you talk a little bit more about what Carousel was or kind of like why you were doing this carousel? And then is there a chance it's ever going to happen again?
Good question.
Hint.
Well, Carousel was just, it revolved around community and getting together in groups to look at photography. Bob Croslin, who's another photographer friend of mine, he and I started the event, and we would curate a group of usually around 10 photographers, and they would do a slideshow in front of a live audience, and they would either talk through their slides or set it to music. And, you know, sometimes we'd do a little Q&A afterwards, and it was great. I mean, we had so many amazing photographers, and one that comes to mind who I'm really proud of right now is Carlton Ward Jr. Came out and talked about the, I'm totally flaking on the,
he's done so much nature stuff. He's done the trail. What is it called? The trail through Florida and the Everglades. And
yeah, I'm totally flicking on the name of that right now.
Right.
But there was legislation was just passed that kind of seals the deal for maintaining those greenways.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Right.
But yeah, we had the event in a bunch of different places. We had it in the historic Crest Building in downtown Tampa. It was a really amazing space. We've done Green Bench a few times, Studio at 620, CL Space. We tried to hop back and forth between Tampa and St. Pete. But, the idea was just, here in the age of Instagram, it was to bring people together, as a community to look at images and just experience that, as a group. And it was a lot of fun. But I don't know if they're going to happen anymore. It all depends.
Right.
It could come back, but right now it's on indefinite hiatus.
And plus things evolve. Maybe that was what it was, but then sometimes going back to do something again, it's like, I've already done this. What can I do next?
Yeah.
But I do want to mention, you have another project that you're working on, ongoing, sort of never ending. I don't know if it's ever ending project, where you photograph an alien from outer space in places around the U.S.
That is Space Squatch. That is a little furry alien creature with a space helmet. That was an idea I came up with. I wanted a project for my daughter and I to work on, a photo project while we were on road trips, summer vacation. And I had this space helmet already, and I had her grandmother create this Sasquatch suit that she wears, and we would just find places to shoot, and it just took off from there. And she hated it because the suit was so hot and it was summertime, and now she's pretty much outgrown the suit. So I don't know if it'll keep going or not.
Right.
Probably not.
Right. Right. Unless you somehow get another child to cooperate.
Yeah.
Or get, her grandmother to make you a life size, a Todd size one.
I already did that. But I don't like wearing the suit either. It's hot.
Right.
It's way too hot.
So cool. And is there anything else coming up we want to mention? I do want to mention that your website, if people are interested in seeing Todd's work, Todd Bates Creative is certainly one place. Is there anything else that they should go look at or see?
My passion project, I really love documenting old neon signs, and I have a website called Vintage Neon Project that kind of highlights some of my favorites, and I have an Instagram account for that as well. It's at Vintage Neon Project.
Did you, St. Pete obviously has a lot. We used to have a lot more. Was that a passion that started locally, or was it something that since you grew up with it, you kind of don't see it anymore, and then going other places it started?
Born and raised in Florida, so the mom and pop tourist industry and the old signage, all that stuff, it's near and dear to me.
Right, right. I'm hearing you. I'm not born in Florida, but I agree. Well, Todd, thank you so much for designing our shirt. I love it. I'm just so excited by it, and I cannot wait to wear it and get stickers for it. And if you are incredibly wonderful, get posters for it and all that type of thing. It was just really, really fun. So thanks for doing that. Again,
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Dear listeners, you can go to Vintage Neon Project. You can go, that's online and on Instagram, Todd Bates Creative, and just poke around and find all sorts of fun things. So thanks a lot, Todd.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
And that's The Evener with Kim Churchill. You know, this month at WMNF, we're kind of examining, I'm not sure if that's the best way to say it, but we're playing songs and obviously talking a little bit about mental health. And there is a wonderful, smart movement in our country and all over the world, and hopefully it'll grow stronger, about destigmatizing mental illness, but also about understanding mental health. And we've talked a lot internally about making sure, you know, we don't, it's not that we express everything well, that we don't personally stigmatize any group or anything like that. But I was thinking a lot, and a lot of people, maybe you don't know this, my first career was a therapist. And I was thinking a lot about mental health and mental wellness and things that we can do, especially in art and creativity and making things, doing things to make ourselves healthier and stronger. And one of those things is to change sort of the way that we see and the way we think of things. And of course, art is impeccable at that. And the TED Radio Hour, I actually found this through Chicago. My sister lives in Chicago, so I do a lot of online stuff in Chicago. I know that makes no sense, but just go with me. And this project had popped up, and I saw it. And then because I'm addicted to TED Radio Hour, they played an interview with the artist. So I'm going to play that TED Radio Hour interview. This is artist Amanda Williams, and she did a project called Colored, C-O-L-O-R, parentheses, E-D, theory. And it's about her old neighborhood growing up in Chicago. And I hope you will enjoy this here on Art in Your Ear on WMNF. If you want to get in touch, you can email DJ at WMNF.org, or you can text 813-433-0885. Woo! That Spotify just ignores my commands. There we go.
Dormant. And our next story starts in the summer of 2015 on a Sunday around dawn.
My husband and I woke up really early, probably about 5 or 5:30, and we quietly loaded the car with the paint we had purchased the night before.
This is Amanda Williams. She's a visual artist from Chicago.
I didn't really have an idea of how much paint I would need, so I just bought as much as I had money for and could fit in the trunk of our mint green Prius.
That morning, Amanda and her husband Jason were on a mission to stage an art intervention.
This wasn't a sanctioned project, and I wasn't exactly sure what was going to happen.
Their plan was to transform an abandoned, dilapidated house into a bright teal sculpture.
Yes.
So we should say, what Amanda was doing wasn't legal. They didn't own the house. They didn't get permission to paint it. In fact, the house was tagged for demolition.
I'd taken all these steps to make sure that the house was not only on the list for demolition, but also wasn't valuable in any way to people in the neighborhood, even.
A realtor or developer couldn't save it.
Nobody was squatting. It wasn't being used for illegal purposes. So despite all of that, I couldn't sleep the night before because I built up all these things that were going to happen. We were going to get arrested. Somebody was going to come out and complain. Somebody was going to come out of the house itself.
That house sat in Englewood, a predominantly black neighborhood on the south side of Chicago, where Amanda says for blocks on end, you could see houses tagged for demolition and vacant lots where houses used to be. But she didn't want them to stay invisible.
These are places that if you drive past in the winter, there are no footsteps. Nobody's mowed the lawn. They're not on any tax list anymore. There's no viable path for them. And so it was really born out of that kind of frustration over and over again of seeing these environments and seeing little change despite changes in laws or promises from elected officials or quote unquote leaders. And so really it was like, well, what if I just go paint it?
So then what happened? What did you do when you got there?
So my husband got out of the car, and as he's starting to get going, the sun is also coming up. And the friends and family that I've called to help me are starting to either drive up or walk up. Students of mine, art friends of mine, family members, and we just all got to work. And we were painting really fast. any questions about should something be covered, the answer was always yes. Windows.
Yeah.
The stoop.
Yeah.
Stairs.
Yeah.
Awning.
Yeah.
Everything. I think we were done within 3 or 4 hours. And then I wasn't quite sure what would happen next, because of course when you imagine things or when an idea is bigger than you can see, you don't really see the end. And I'll never forget this moment after we'd finished. We were standing there, and I think maybe everybody sort of dissipated in the same way they'd arrived. People started to trail off and leave, and my husband and I were standing there. And he's not an artist, but I, of course, had explained the project for a really long time to him. And he nodded and he says, "Now I get it."
Every inch of that house was covered in teal, a color Amanda calls ultra sheen.
And the ultra sheen is unique in that it's this magical blue color that everyone knows, but probably only people like me could describe. So it is the cyan-y turquoise teal, and it just has a kind of sheen to it. It is an ultra sheen.
I'm going to show you how you and Ultra Sheen can find a fantastic new hairstyle. It's called an
And it represents hair grease that was created by the Johnson family, which is an African-American family from the South Side.
The next time you see me, I'll be wearing an Ultra Natural, courtesy of Ultra Sheen.
And so it sits in most people's grandparents' bathroom cabinet, maybe since the 70s. But these jars, you know what it is right away. It almost doesn't need a label. And so there's a power to having a connection to a color in that way. And so I just knew that I wanted this entire house shrouded in this color that was very important to me and my upbringing in the neighborhood that I grew up in.
Amanda Williams continues her story from the TED stage.
Now, if I walk down 79th Street right now and I ask 50 people for the name of a slightly greenish shade of cyan, they would look at me sideways. But if I say, "What color is ultra sheen?" Oh, a smile emerges. Stories about their grandmother's bathroom ensue. I mean, who needs turquoise when you have ultra sheen? Who needs teal when you have ultra sheen? Who needs ultramarine when you have ultra sheen? This is exactly how I derive my palette. I would ask friends and family and people with backgrounds that were similar to mine for those stories and memories. The stories weren't always happy, but the colors always resonated more than the product itself. I took those theories to the street. Ultra Sheen.
At this point, Amanda's showing slides of her color palette, which she calls colored theory. It's a palette reminiscent of places and products of Black Chicago, the colors of her childhood.
If you're from Chicago, Harold's Chicken Shack.
A fire engine red.
Pink oil moisturizer.
A chalky light pink.
Currency exchange and safe passage.
A bright bumblebee yellow. And finally, the boldest, darkest purple you can imagine of a
crown royal bag. I wanted to understand scale in a way that I hadn't before. I wanted to apply the colors to the biggest canvas I could imagine, houses. I really wanted to understand what it meant to just let color rule, to trust my instincts, to stop asking for permission. No meetings with city officials, no community buy-in, just let color rule in my desire to paint different pictures about the South Side.
A lot of people can relate to the idea that you drive past something all the time and you remember when it was an ice cream shop. Mm. And it could be a deli now, or it could be an insurance office. But in your memory, you associate it with a moment. And often it is really mundane, but it's really foundational to your memory of childhood or family or safety or a time where you weren't burdened. And so those memories hold strong, and we make these associations with architecture or environments or colors or sounds or smells. For me, it's color. And so color theory was this project where I wanted to bring some of those colors that were familiar, even if you couldn't name them immediately, that color palette is very familiar to a certain generation of people and a certain geography. And so seeing those colors in that geography, but not quite in their context, was very intriguing to me.
But you are bringing those memories, you're adding that splash of color to something that's going to be destroyed. And actually, all the houses have been knocked down by now, right?
The last house was demolished 2 weeks ago, Pink Oil Moisturizer. I cry every single time.
Aww.
And so I cried, and so my husband said, but this was always the plan.
Yep.
And so it's really beautiful for him to remind me the temporary nature of this, both to accentuate the pain of what it's like to live somewhere where things constantly are going away and new things are not coming, but also the beauty of just letting something be for the time that it is and not trying to turn it into something else is sometimes just as important as the efforts we need to make to create systemic change. Then we also need the ephemeral and to just enjoy the present.
I have to ask, did the police ever show up?
The police did show up. The police showed up a few times. And, you know, even when you ask the question, my heart stops for a second. I was like, oh, the police. Yeah, the police showed up. Again, this is early Sunday mornings, like a small group of people painting the only house left on a block, right? And so the police know that, like, what is going on here, right? And it turns out to be like curiosity, right? Because this doesn't make any sense. So they roll up and they say, what you doing? And I'm in a panic. My husband says, paint the house. Are you going inside the house? Nope. Are you going to steal the copper? Nope. What are you doing this for? An art project? Okay. And then I came back like 2 hours later and checked and like gave a thumbs up on the color and say like, great job, it looks good. I mean, it's like totally crazy. You know, this Harold's Chicken Shack red house. And the, you know, the police are like, that's Harold's, that color's spot on.
They recognize it.
It was accessible. Conceptual art was completely accessible to them. And they were then invested enough to at least come back and like comment that they thought that we'd nailed the color. It's great.
Oh, right.
You know, as an artist, it's often hard to translate art that is not representational. It's hard for people that don't have art backgrounds to understand. And so to know that people can understand after you kind of explain, and also more through your actions, that you're doing something that makes no sense to them, so it calls attention and makes them really think about why on earth would you be up at 6 a.m. on a Sunday in 100 degrees putting your old money into a property that's going to go away. And then the question is, yeah, why would I do that? And why wouldn't you? Right? We all have the power. I didn't have anything that anybody else did. It wasn't a $1 million project, but I was doing it, right? It meant that much to me.
And that's Amanda Williams. And that was a TED Radio Hour talk for that. You can find, or you will be able to later this afternoon, find that link to her work on our Art in Your Ear Facebook page and hopefully our Art in Your Ear page on WMNF.org. Let's listen to David Byrne. He's so great. Hey, I want to let you know a couple things going on about town. And also, I want to say thanks for listening, Mark. Thanks for listening. Oops, I just lost who the person was. Thanks for listening, Sandy. And thank you for listening to Barbara and everybody out there. You're just gems. Gems, I say. You're gems. Anyway, there's an art walk this Saturday in St. Pete. It's a second Saturday art walk. And that starts, usually it starts an hour earlier before I ever get there. So I think it starts at 5 and I always get there at 6. But we have the art walk on second Saturday. And then every second Saturday there, I don't think that they're doing the buses yet. There's also a website called Curate St. Pete. Website and does virtual gallery tours of some of the different art walk places. One of the places on art walk that I'm looking forward to seeing is going to Studio at 620. They have something called the Fresh Start Community Exhibition, and it is a group of artists that have made work, and they are sharing their thoughts about their creative practice and how the pandemic influenced them and impacted them and what sustained them and got them through all the different challenges. So that is from 5 to 9 p.m. at Studio at 620. Studio at 620, located at 620 First Avenue South in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. And they do ask you that wear a mask. Please wear masks. Please wear masks. So that is going on. Also, something else, which I totally spaced out about this, and I feel so bad. Last week it opened, and it goes for another couple of weeks. Tempest Yava, and it's the Tempest Project's Young Adult Visual Artists, and it is works from a group of young artists. They are sort of in their late teens, early 20s, or mid-teens. It's a really beautiful project. So you can see it you can see it digitally online, and I will put up all those links I don't want to mention. Or you can make an appointment to see it at Live Work Studios, located at 6405 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. You do have to make a reservation to do that because of, you know, pandemic and stuff like that. So I will share those links later. If you want to get in touch with me, you can always email joellen at wmnf.org, J-O-E-L-L-E-N at wmnf.org. Now that I'm hopefully done with grad school, I'll actually be able to respond a little bit better. The last few months were kind of crunchy. So here, I want to play this for you. I've wanted to play this song for you all day long. Why is it that?
Of our eyes. Now time goes by, lost in restless generation, singing songs of celebration just as loud as we could sing. When we were kings, we left our footprints in the sand. We held the reins with steady hands.
when we were kings. We left our footprints in the sand. We held the reins with steady hands. We had the world at our command.
Everybody's talking about wanting to go see bands and stuff, and I just cannot wait to go start seeing live music, and I really hope that Hafgun Will Travel is on my list of bands right away. I want to mention just last one thing before we get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. Next week, next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, at Rosa Park, in Rosa Park, in this magical neighborhood in St. Pete, downtown St. Pete, this very beautiful neighborhood, there's going to be a dedication. Artist Jeff Whipple, who lived in this area for a long time, created these really amazing pieces of public art. And they are, even though they were created in 2019, the pandemic sort of stopped the whole process and installation and stuff. So now they're in there, and there's going to be a nice little sort of yay public art festival in Rosa Park next Saturday afternoon, starting around 2:30. Jeff Whipple will be on the show that Friday talking about it, talking about public art and his work. So I hope you will join us then. Coming up next is, of course, the live music showcase, followed, well, CMPR News, then the live music showcase. I'm not sure who they have on today, but they're going back into their archives and digging out some real gems. After that is Reverend Billy and Ronnie Elliott with Rhythm Revival. It's a deep dive into the history of rock and roll, gospel music, early rock and roll. You never know what they're going to play. It's always amazing. After that, of course, is the Bumpy Ride. It's a drinking show with a music problem. It's a really fun rock and roll, rockabilly, just happy hour show. And that, of course, is followed by the Best Hour in Radio and Route 66, Jump, Drive, and Swing for an hour, and then R&B, classic soul, R&B, blues, Florida blues for the rest of the night. Thank you so much for listening to Art in Your Ears. Thank you so much for listening to WMNF. Thank you so much for being part of WMNF Tampa. I'm so excited that you were part of us today. Get one of those t-shirts. Thanks to Todd Bates for coming on, and we're going to get out of here. I want to let you know something that's really true. It's still all right. My name's Joellen Schilke. I love you. I'm the hostess that loves you the mostest. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
Ain't all right, the hardness of my head. Hard time you could find, but ain't the way that you want. But it's still alright. Late at night, you lay around wondering, counting all the lines. Damned if this old man don't start to count on his losses. But it's still alright. See, you learn a lot out there, how to scorch and burn. Only have to bury your friends, and then you find it gets worse. Standing out on a ledge with no way to get down. Start praying for wings to grow. Oh, baby, just let go.
You're listening to WMNF Tampa.
Maybe I don't know.